We're gonna
Whoa.
Record this, and we're
Got
gonna go
it.
ahead and get started so that you girls, since you were prompt in getting here, you can get back to your lives and I can send this out to everybody else. And if they join us in the meantime, fantastic. Okay, so first let me go ahead and enable or disable the waiting room so that anybody else can just hop right on. All right. So are you guys excited for YEC or super nervous?
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Okay. It's so fun.
One of each. It's all right.
Yeah, we'll take it. It's so fun. It's nothing to be nervous about. And hopefully this kind of calms your nerves just a little bit when you kind of hear about the rundown and it's pretty chill and you can walk away with big cash. So that's exciting. But this is all happening next week on Wednesday, March 8th. So here's what it kind of looks like. Hello, Danielle, when you get connected to audio. So on March 8th, you will have any time from 8 a.m. to 11 to get your trade show set up. So if you are an early riser and you're like, I just want to get it done first thing, you certainly can. The doors will be open and unlocked, and we'll have your space set out for you. Or if you're one that's like, I just need 30 minutes, I'm going to get there at 10:30. That is fine too. You get to choose, but basically you just have to be done setting up by 11 o'clock. If you need family, friends to come help you set up, that is completely up to you. You can certainly do that. It'll be here at the event center, if I didn't say that. So you'll be at the event center. So at 11, we are going to do lunch. We will feed you. And this is one of the things that we hope makes this a little less nerve-wracking for you is you're going to have lunch with the judges. That way you can see that they're cool. They're easy to talk to. You can ask them any chill questions. And they'll have fun with you guys. So we've been told in the past that this makes it a little easier when you're presenting so that you're not presenting to strangers. So we hope that that's the case, but we've got some pretty cool judges. So I think you guys will like them. So we'll get done with lunch at 11. Megan, if you were saying anything, you're on mute.
Yeah, I did that because my husband's back here doing dishes. So I was just going to say like the judges, like they're not, like they're excited for this too. And believe it or not, sometimes they get nervous about this too, because it's a different side of it for them. But everybody's here for you all and your success. And so just consider them friends. They're very pumped just like you are.
Yes. Very good points. So the trade show presentation portion is going to start right at noon. So basically what that means is right when we get done with lunch, we'll release you to go to your booths, set up any final things that you need to set up, and then you're ready to go. We will open the doors to the public. And when I say public, like we would love for you guys to invite your family, your friends, your teachers, anything like that, because you'll want them to vote for you for the People's Choice Award so you can get some extra money. But also we invite people from the community, the business community and everything, just to come and check you guys out, see what you've created and ask questions. And again, just a chance to show you guys off. We will get done with that no later than 1:30. We might even get done at 1:00. We'll just kind of see. But basically what that is, and Kylie just popped on. So she was here last year, so she can answer questions too, if you guys have them. But anyways, what that'll look like is the judges. We've got 5 judges. They're going to go around to each of you individually and ask for your 4-minute presentation. So again, that's all it is, guys. 4 minutes. You got this.
Yes. And it goes by so fast.
Yes. So you will have 4 minutes to kind of talk about your business, talk about your business plan, your financials, anything that just really exhibits that you understand what you're talking about and you have a passion for what you're doing. And then after your 4-minute presentation, the judges will have up to 4 minutes to ask you questions. They can be questions about something they see on your trade show display, about your business plan in general, anything like that. And here's my best advice. If they ask you a question that you don't know the answer to, all you have to say is, you know what? I'm not sure about that, but that's definitely something I'll research and look into. Best answer possible. So again, not scary at all. So at 1:30, like I said, it might be earlier if we get done and the judges wrap up early, but at the latest at 1:30, we will announce the awards. So the first place winner is going to walk away with $1,000 cash. The second place winner will have $750 in cash, and the third place will be $500 in cash. And then the People's Choice winner will get 250. So the People's Choice winner could be somebody that's already won for second or third, or it could be somebody completely different. So that's when it really counts to invite your family and your friends and all of those people out to come and vote for you. Any questions about the rundown of that?
If we have a partner and we want a prize, I'm assuming, yeah, we split it.
Yeah. Yep. But it's still good money, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And Sydney, remind me, which one's your business?
The daycare.
The daycare. Perfect. Awesome. Well, yes, you just split that. And actually, after this, we'll have to talk because I don't know if you know this, but Great Bend Economic Development is opening a daycare. So I've got some apprenticeship opportunities for you. But anyways, okay, let me think. Is there anything else? So a couple logistics. One, while you're or for setting up your trade show booth, we will provide up to two tables, up to two chairs, and electricity if needed. So I will send out another text to remind you guys, and then also on the Venture Dash portal, and you can respond either way, email or text, but let me know how many tables you want, how many chairs you want, and if you need electricity for anything that you're running on your booth. And we'll have that set up and ready for you to go. It is a week away, but if you would like a business mentor still, please reach out ASAP so I can pair you with somebody. I've had a couple of y'all take advantage of it this year, but not everybody. So if you are really nervous and you want somebody else to look at your business plan or give you some pointers, we are happy to set you up with someone, just like I said, sooner rather than later. And then, oh, okay. This is the last thing. So there's only one thing that you have to have submitted before the competition, and that is your business plan or executive summary, as they call it on Venture Dash. That will be due by the night before at 5 o'clock. So Tuesday, March 7th at 5 o'clock, you'll just upload the PDF version onto your Venture Dash portal under the executive summary part. It'll have like an upload button or something like that. Once you submit that, then that allows the judges to be able to score it. They have until at the latest 10 a.m. the next morning to judge it. So that way, if you want to go in and look at your scores and feedback before the competition starts, you can do that. And I think it was Kylie last year that said that she found that helpful because then she was able to kind of tweak some of the things that she was going to say based on their feedback. Maybe it wasn't you, Kylie. I think it was. I'm not sure. But but anyways, use that feedback and let it help you to move forward. They're all very positive and things like that. Megan, am I missing anything big?
No, I think you hit on everything. I think the biggest piece of advice I can give you is just when you're giving that 4-minute speech or your 4-minute
presentation.
Thank you. If you haven't done anything like that before, you know, practice ahead of time, practice making eye contact, practice slowing down. Sometimes if you're someone who gets excited and then the more excited that you get or nervous, even you start talking faster. I do that. And so practice just slowing down and taking a beat, you know, take a breath, just take a breath, you know? And I think that will help give you some composure. So I'm trying to think of things that like nerves, you know, that might get you, but just, you don't have to rush through it. And sometimes that will help make that 4 minute, you know, if you're worried about taking up 4 minutes of speaking time, you know, slow it down and give some narrative in there as to why you made the decisions that you did. You know, I mean, yes, you're giving facts about those financials, but why did you make a decision, you know, the reason that you did and what that was based off of?
Also, you said something that sparked a memory, but I can't. Oh, if you guys need any like templates or help and support or anything like that, jump onto the YEC site that we've got. So if you haven't been there yet, it's gbedinc.com/YEC. So I can send that out to you guys too, but there's videos on advice for 4-minute presentations. There's templates for your business plan and financials. Honestly, everything that you could want. There's a template or a help guide or something on there that can make it a little easier for you. Kylie, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you have any advice? Kylie is our winner from last year.
Oh, she have the bakery?
Yes, and she makes phenomenal cookies. And she might be
busy. Two years in a row, right?
Yes, 2 years in a row. All right, she may be busy, so I won't put her on the spot. But what questions do you guys have? Any?
Well, I was kind of like concerned because I was told that it was all due March 1st. And like, so we have all our stuff done now, like a week early, which it's not a bad thing. Just
no.
It would have been nice to know.
Was it your teacher that told you that?
Yeah.
Who's your teacher? And I'll make sure we have better communication with them.
Oh, Miss Heitschmidt.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. I'll make sure we communicate that better to them. But yes, no, you guys have until March 7th to have those business plans submitted. But if you've got it done, heck, go ahead and get it submitted. And really the judges can judge it early and then it gives you some room and time to tweak. So just because it's due March 7th doesn't mean you have to turn it in that day. It can be turned any time. Delana, weren't you one that already turned yours in, I think? No, it was another one. Maybe it was Danielle. It was another D name.
Yeah, I did. I did already. Okay.
Awesome. That's what I thought. So yeah, no, that's not a bad thing. That is a fantastic thing. Because like I said, you'll get scores early and be able to use that as fuel for the rest of your project. What else you got? Hit us with it.
I had a quick question real quick.
Yeah, of course.
So is it a 4 minute minimum or maximum? Because I thought I saw on Venture Dash that it was a 6 minute one. So I've been preparing for that. So I just didn't know.
So it's always been a 4 minute maximum. This is the first year that Network Kansas changed their guides and said 4 to 6 minutes. So I'm going to be honest, we've always kept it at 4 minutes just because it seemed a little less scary for you guys. But Danielle, if you've prepared up to 6 minutes, that's fine. We'll let you go up to 6 minutes. Not a big deal. We will still keep the judges at that 4 minute mark for their questions.
Okay.
So I guess I'll say that because Danielle made a great point. I didn't even think to bring that up to you guys because it was just on the Network Kansas website. But if you had prepared up to 6 minutes, if you could let us know that day of so that we can let the judges know for their timers that you're going to go that long, that would be great. But no, that's not a bad thing at all. So that would work.
What if we say that we're going to go to 6 minutes, but like then we talk too fast and we have time left over?
Oh, that's totally fine. So basically they're going to have a timer and they're just going to give you some prompts to let you know, like when you're about finished. So if you finish ahead of time, that's okay. But it is just to help you so you don't go over. And again, keep in mind too, like we try to keep this very casual and fun for you guys. So
yeah.
For instance, Danielle, you prepared up to 6 minutes. If you go 6 minutes and 15 seconds, it's okay. We're not going to cut you off. It's fine. We want to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
That question part from the judges sounds kind of scary.
It's really not. I promise. I wish Kylie was popped on because she could tell you, but it's really not scary. I mean, they're going to ask you, I'm trying to think of some of the questions from last year, but like some fun stuff on, hey, how would you market your business? What ideas do you have? And you guys are literally the online generation. So you can talk about all the innovative and creative ways that you're going to market your business. Or they might say like, how did you come up with this idea?
Right.
Yeah. Things like that. So I wouldn't be too concerned. They rarely, unless you dive into it deeply, they rarely get into big questions such as like, tell me your profit to loss ratios and things like that.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about that. It's more just wanting to get to know you and your whys a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like that's on the website. Never mind.
Yep. Yeah. You can look at your judging criteria for each of the three different things. I can't talk apparently today, but yeah, you can look at the judging criteria for each of those.
There are double Kylies.
Kylie, can you hear us?
Sorry, I was having problems with my microphone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, you're totally good.
There you go.
I'm probably just in here twice, but
that's okay. Kylie, while I've got you, I want to put you on the spot for just a second. They had questions about like if the judges or questions or scary or really hard? Like, can you give some insight to some of the judges' questions that they asked you last year?
It's really not as scary. It seems scary going into it, but once you are actually talking, it's not. They're actually pretty well about making it more of a conversation than like targeting you with questions. So they just want to learn more about your business. They're not trying to stump you or anything. So yeah, it's a lot like a conversation. And if you don't know the answer, it's really easy to just say, I'm not sure about that. They're very understanding.
Perfect. Thank you.
I think that's a great point. I'm glad that you said that, that they're not trying to stump you. Like, they're not there to trick you and trip you up and make you, oh, there's my low battery. Cool. Yeah. You know, they're truly curious about your business, you know, from a great place. So that's should make you feel good.
What else you got? Any other questions?
I have another one, but I feel like I'm taking up all the question time.
Nope. Go for it. If you have those questions, somebody else probably does too. So go for it.
Okay. So what if we're not planning on making it an actual business in the future?
That's fine. Okay. Yep. That's totally fine. So here's the cool thing about this competition. Nothing says that the money you win has to be used towards your business, towards a scholarship. Like, this is just for you to decide how you're going to use it. Spend it wisely. But nope, you do not have to go into that business in the future. Like I said, for you specifically, like if you really have interest down that path, then there may be opportunities where you meet some of these business individuals or business leaders that say, hey, we would love to give you an internship opportunity or apprenticeship opportunity or something like that, or a job shadow. So there are things that can come from that, but no, you are in no way obligated to start this business.
But you'll be presenting it as if you were, you know, like this is my business. This is what we're doing. This is how I, you know, crafted all of this based around this concept.
You got it.
Oh, did we lose her?
I think we lost her. Yep. Delana or Danielle, any questions from you guys?
I have a quick, simple question.
Yeah.
So are the tables 6 foot or 8 foot? Because I have like fitted sheets for them. And so I was just curious.
Oh, good question. They can be either. You just let me know if you need 6 foot or 8 foot.
Okay. I think I'll need the 6 foot. I was just making sure.
Yeah, double check on that and then get back to me. Like I said, either via email or text, doesn't matter, but let me know how many and of which size.
Okay, sounds good. Also, you might have went over this before I like got in all the way.
No problem.
But what time can our family come? Like you said, we'll go to the, we'll set up and then we'll go to the lunch thing. And then do they come?
Yeah. So you guys will do lunch with the judges at 11 and then the actual trade show presentation will start at noon. Hello, Sydney. Welcome back.
Passed away.
No problem. So yeah, family, friends, teachers, anything like that, tell them to come at noon.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Great questions. I'll also say too, I'll send this out on Venture Dash and in the group message that I'm annoying you guys with, but if you have any lunch allergies that I need to, or food allergies that I need to be aware of, shoot me a message separately and let me know about that so we can make sure that we work around those too.
And for that trade show piece where your family can come, teachers, friends, whoever, that is come and go. So, you know, if they can't get there until 12:30, that's okay. It's come and go. So if you have somebody that says, I can't come for the whole hour, they don't have to be there for the whole time. Yeah. So, and we'll do the awards during that time frame. So probably between 1 and 1:30. So, you know, they're more than welcome to stick around for that too, or come back for it.
And remind them to grab a voting slip so they can vote for you.
Yes.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to have a flyer that we can send out?
Like inviting people?
Yes.
Yes, we do. I can send that. Yep. What's best? Do you want me to send like just a JPEG via text, or do you want it via email and higher quality? You tell me.
Can I get one too?
Yep.
Yep. I'll just send it to the group.
To everybody. Okay. And there's also a Facebook event. So your parents or you guys, gals, can jump on Facebook to Great Bend Economic Development's Facebook page. I think the Chamber's a co-host too, but you can share that Facebook event, and that has all of the details in it as well. So that way, just another place to share it.
Which I know your age group just loves Facebook, right?
Yes.
I've heard that that's not a thing for you guys
anymore. But your moms are all on it.
Yes, I will send out a flyer to all of you. I'll probably get that to you guys tomorrow morning, but I'll get that out. What else you got? Anything? Okay. Don't hesitate. If you guys have any questions or anything, please reach out. Like I said, you guys have both of our information. You can text, you can email, you can respond in Venture Dash, whatever works best for you. Those of you that do turn in your executive summaries ahead of time, I'll let the judges know that they can start judging within the next couple days. So you can keep checking back on there and look for scores on that and feedback. But otherwise, the only things I need from you is to get back to me and let me know, one, if you have any food allergies, two, how many tables you need and what size, three, how many chairs you need, and if you need electricity.
And we tell you about the tables on Venture Dash?
Any way you want to, whatever is easiest for you. Text, email, Venture Dash, you pick.
Okay. I forgot my Venture Dash login where we submit it, but my gifted and facilitator knows it.
Okay. So, I'm trying to think, was yours a partner one?
Uh-huh, me and Callie.
So maybe yours is still on there. Because it was it under your name or Callie's?
Mine.
Dun, 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 dun. Members. Okay, Sydney Bailey. Yep, you are still on there. So yes, have your facilitator get that for you. And if you don't know or can't find it, get back in touch with me and I can do a search for it too. Are there any of you that have not submitted your business? Delana.
Yeah.
You have not yet. So whenever you have the name of your business, go ahead and submit that on Venture Dash so I can approve it for you. I think there's one other, but they're not on here. So no problem. All right. Well, is this a little less scary? I hope.
Yeah, I have one last question.
Yeah.
How many participants are there this year? Are you allowed to say that?
Yep, there are eight.
Eight people or eight groups?
I think there's only two groups. So eight businesses. How's that?
Okay.
So there's a good chance to walk away with some money.
Did we have any middle schoolers this year? I don't remember.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Two.
You are? Okay, nice. Good for you girls. I love it.
Yes. So, all right. I'm going to let you guys go and get back to your lives. I know this was very exciting for you all. But no, thank you for taking your time and jumping on. And like I said, I'll get all of those things to you guys tomorrow. And then hit me with any questions that you've got in the meantime. And if you need a business mentor, let me know ASAP, like tomorrow. All right, guys. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Yes. Thank you, ladies.
You're here.